Yeah, hello, good morning, doctor.
Hey, good morning, Vishal. How are you?
Yes, I'm fine. Thank you for asking. How about you, sir?
Good, good. So, you had emailed me regarding the charts from 12th of August to 14th of August, right? 12,
right.
13, and 14th.
Yes, sir.
So, I think, as you know, the prognosis has tweeted, tweaked it a little bit so that the charts will close by a week or something. Earlier, it used to close by 24 to 48 hours. Is that correct?
Hmm? Yeah, 24 hours. Earlier, it was 24 hours.
And now I think it was... 1 week is too much of an extension. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So is there, I think you guys can't bill unless it's closed. Is that correct?
No, doctor, because if it is not closed, then it will not come in our record, you know, on the progress.
That's right. So what happens is, so you can't close the charts from your end. Is that correct?
Mm?
You can't close it. We have to close it.
Yeah. We can close it, but we are not closing because... we are not sure about it, if the procedures and everything is mentioned correctly. And we are just relying on you only. Once you review everything and then once you close it, then after we submit the claim.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the 12th, I have closed partially some chart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And 13th can be closed and 14th can be closed as well. So
you
can close it, right? From your end, you guys can close it.
Yeah, that's what I told you, sir, that we are able to close it, but we are generally not close it because we need to verify each and every information, and maybe sometimes that information which is mentioned is not, it might be different. Likewise, if you are studying for the previous patients, right? Yeah, so we are just relying on you only. Once you review everything and once you close it, then after we are able to submit the claims.
Okay. The next question is, earlier it used to close by 24 hours, but some patients have not been coded by me because the charts are not complete. So in that regard, I think your guys must have skipped the billing part of it after I close it. Right?
Yeah.
So there's a huge chance, like, you know, they might have skipped them.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them, in fact.
Yeah.
So did they check from January?
Yeah, they are still on it. I already informed them to check from the January.
So
they are reviewing each and every appointment date.
Right.
So just allow some time on that. Once I will get the update from my team, I will keep you posted on it. Okay.
Yeah, because I was not aware. I thought you guys are closing after you start billing.
That was done by the prognosis. They have the setup. Yeah, they have the setup like that only. That if the charge is not locked by you within 24 hours, then it will be automatically locked by them.
Yeah, it will close by default. But the problem, like, you know, now that I understand, there's a huge chance that your guys must have missed a lot of billing, even for the procedures too. Because sometimes for the Thursday procedures, I used to finish them on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time they would have closed, and your guys must have passed that Sunday and gone into Monday and Tuesday next week, following week. So there's a chance that they have missed the billing for the whole patients.
Mm-hmm.
So I would appreciate if you kindly look into it, because there's a huge amount of disparity between what the national average of 32% is and the standard 30%.
Okay. Got it. No worries. I'll inform them to also check for the procedure as well. Okay.
For all the visit notes, you did a procedure follow up new patients starting from January till now. So if you can kindly check, like, you know, we can see, we might, like, you know, scoop up a lot of stuff.
Sure, doctor, definitely, okay.
Okay. Another thing is, if you go to, now you can close August 12th, 13th, and 14th, and they're all ready. They're good to go.
I received that email from you.
Yes. So they can be closed and billed, all right?
Yes, doctor. I also rewarded you on that. Thank you for the update. And we will bill them accordingly.
Right. And if you go to August 12th, new patient, Tiffany Brown, can you go to August 12th, patient?
Sure, just a second. August 12th, and the patient name is Tiffany Brown?
Yes. August 12th, Tiffany Brown. So I was not able to close that. So just go ahead and close that. It says the insurance is not... hold on, let me... It says insurance is not assigned. we want to continue. So I don't know how to fix that. So you can go ahead and close it.
Just a second. Brown Tiffany, okay. Okay, the patient. The Medicare, Medicaid. Just a second. I'm just verifying. Yeah, I'm just verifying the patient eligibility for the insurances.
It says the insurance is not assigned to the patient.
Yeah, yeah. Because when I open the claim, it is showing me the self-pay. So that's the reason. And let me check. Okay, Sierra Health, that means it is United Healthcare and Medicare. I need to add the United Healthcare as the primary insurance and Medicaid as a secondary for this patient.
I don't know which is primary. I'm not.
No, I just checked that. I just checked that patient eligibility and I found that.
Okay, very good. Okay.
Yeah. Because there are two insurances are listed in the patient account. One is the Medicare and one is the Medicaid. And when I check the Medicare eligibility, it's showing me that the patient has the Advantage plan through the United Healthcare. So I just need to verify the United Healthcare eligibility first.
You can close it now.
Just allow me a few minutes. I'm doing that.
And the next patient is also the same situation. Vincent Smith.
What is the name?
Vincent Smith.
Vincent Smith. Okay.
On August 12th. Tiffany Brown and Vincent Smith.
Okay. Because I need to check the insurance first of them. Maybe thereafter I can able to log the claim, you know.
Yeah, as you see, a lot of them are red on Tuesday. I tried to close them, but go ahead and close the August 13th and the August 14th. They're all good to go.
Okay, sure, doctor. No worries. Just allow me on it. I will check that because I need to check the patient eligibility. And then after, I will close it. So once I'll do it, I will give the call. Okay?
Okay. Another thing is I sent out the urine drug screen report.
Yes,
you
I
saw
did.
That?
Yeah,
I know it's kind of messy, but it has all the information that you need.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, did you go through the attachments? Did you get a chance?
Yeah, I have that attachment in front of me.
If you open up the attachments.
Yeah, the patient name, profile, PID, then sample date and date of birth.
Yeah, because earlier you used to have an Excel format, right?
Yeah.
And now, because Angela has been doing, it's kind of a messy and she's still learning, okay?
Okay.
And,
no worries. So, this one we will convert in the Excel from our end. We can able to do it.
I really want to get rid of that machine. I'm just waiting for you to reply me with that urine drug screen so far, how much we have billed and collected. Not billed, collected. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on it, doctor, so allow me some time on it because I also have the other report as well. So that's the reason. But I'll provide it to you by this week, okay? I mean to...
No
the
problem.
Friday, okay?
Yeah. Because, did you open this chart, Vishal?
Yeah. Yeah, I opened that. The report that is sent to me today, I opened that for one for the report date 8/18, and the date range is showing 8/13/2025 to 8/13/2025.
The report date is 8/18. All the samples have been collected on 11th of August.
Okay.
So that should be taken into account, right, for the billing.
Yeah. So we need to go by the sample date, right?
Yeah, that's right. The sample date.
Yeah.
And if you see the PID number, that's the chart number.
Yeah, that's the chart number. Yeah.
Yeah. And you have the name and the date of birth right there.
Yeah, yeah, that is more enough, doctor.
Yeah, don't go by the sample ID. It has to be the PID is the chart number and the sample date is below. Don't go by the top numbers, okay?
Hmm? Yes, yes, got it. Yeah, we need to go by the top number only. That is the patient.
No.
The don't patient is the PID top. And the sample ID, sample date.
Sample date, that's correct.
Yeah.
And the first patient in the chart, in the first attachment, Tracy.
Yeah, Tracy Garrett.
Yeah, the sample date is wrong. For some reason, I don't know why. She told me it has to be 8/11.
Mm-hmm. It's showing the June 13th, so it should be the 8/11?
8/11, yes. That's
correct. Okay. Okay. I'll inform my team about it.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, doctor.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Vishal.
Thank you. Yeah, bye-bye.